Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This is the Ash'ar of our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Marana Shah Hasim Muhammad Akhtasab Rahmatullahi Alayh, entitled Jalsa Qurbe Muhabbat.
Muhabbat mein kabhi aisa zamana bhi guzarta hai. محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے اگرچہ راہ تقویٰ میں ہزاروں غم بھی آتے ہیں مگر جو عاشق صادق ہے غم کو سہتا رہتا ہے صلہ عشق کے مجازی کا یہ کیسا ہے ارے توبہ کہ عاشق روتے رہتے ہیں سنم خود سوتا رہتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے خطاؤں کی اگر آئی دامن پر ذرا سیاہی تو اپنے آنسوں سے عشق کو اس کو دھوتا رہتا ہے گناہگاروں کی مت تحقیر کرے زاہد نادان کہ ان کے آہ زاری پر فلک بھی روتا رہتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے بفیض مرشد کامل جو درد دل ہوا حاصل بفیض مرشد کامل جو درد دل ہوا حاصل تو دل پر جلسہ قرب محبت ہوتا رہتا ہے جو غیروں پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے قلب و جا اختر جو غیروں پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے قلب و جا اختر بجرم بے وفائی حق سے محروم ہوتا رہتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے
These beautiful ash'ar, alhamdulillah, of our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Marana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Hazrat mentioned, Muhabbat mein kabhi aisa zamana bhi guzarta hai. Then in true love, when a person has fallen deeply in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the treasure that we acquire, in the sohbat of the Ahlullah. So what happens? That sometimes it's smooth sailing, sometimes you feel ecstasy, sometimes a person feels complete contentment, and sometimes a person feels that they are in such a hal, in such a condition, that no words are coming to their mouth. They are not engaged in any per se, even zikr out loud. But within their heart, this treasure of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the gham of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always there. Hazrat mentioned, Zuba khamush rehti hai, magar dil rota rehta hai. That the tongue is silent, but the heart is just pouring away. The tongue is silent. Sometimes we're just sitting in the majlis, we're just looking at Hazrat, and Allah ta'ala has put an ajeeb kafiyat in the heart. You feel, subhanallah, I don't deserve to be here. In the majlis of such a great Allah wala, in the majlis of our Shaykh Kamil, we don't deserve to be here. But what kafiyat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pulls. Hazrat mentioned, agar ke rahe taqwa mein hazaro gham bhi aate hain. The nature of the dunya is, we look at the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there will be thousands, millions of difficulties, hardships. People will harm a person. A person will go through difficulties. You will find many thorns in the path. But a person has to be firm and understand that in the way of taqwa, at the end, the outcome, وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, the outcome is for the people of taqwa, that success is for them. مَگَرْ جُو عَاشِقِ صَادِقِ hey, gham ko sehta rehta hai. But that one who truly loves Allah, not a person who is half in. Many of us, as Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah used to say, jo khush rakh shaitan ko, razi rakh rahman ko. Try to keep shaitan happy as well. And he try to fulfill our nafs. And at the same time, try to make Allah Ta'ala happy. No, 100% we must be, whatever we are doing for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sila ishqe majazi ka ye kaisa hai are toba. What is this connection of this ishq majazi, this temporal love, this illicit love that we have given our hearts to these idols that are around? What is this connection? Ke aashiq rota rehta hai, that the lover, he's crying away. Or sanam khud sote rehti hai. And the idol, the sanam, the idol that that person is loving, that idol is not even aware. If it be the form of a woman, she is not even aware that that man is alive. And he's crying, I can't get her, I can't get her. خطاؤں کی اگر آئی دامن پر ذرا سیاہی. And subhanallah, the beauty of our Hazrat, that if we are human, if we fall, if some guna comes, some sin comes, and it blackens our face, and that is the case, then what happens? تو اپنے آنسوں سے عشق, that we give our tears, we pour our tears, and we wash away the stains of this sin through our tears. One simple tear, ashqara darwazdaba khune shaheed, as we have learned from our Hazrat, ashqara, one tear that is on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is equivalent to the one drop of blood of a shaheed. That a shaheed drops one single drop of blood, and then subhanallah, he is given Jannah, and an ashiq drops one tear, and Allah ta'ala can forgive him. Gunegaron ki mat tahkir kar e zahide nadan. That person who externally, unfortunately, like our condition, my condition, who externally we can look like very pious, mashallah, we have taken the look of our mashayikh, of our hazrat, but in reality our haqiqat is nothing. So he says, never look down upon people who commit sin. Ke inke ahuzari par, that it's possible that in their crying, if in the middle of the night we are not aware, they cry in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, phir falak bhi rote rehta hai, that the skies, the celestial bodies also cry, that subhanallah, we don't have the ability to cry like this in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how does this all come? The faiz e murshid e kamil jo dard e dil hua hasil, sitting in the suhbah, in the gathering, and taking from the fuyuzat of our beloved Hazrat, that this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives this. And from the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the sahaba, tabi'un, atba'i tabi'een, this has been our tariqah. Sitting in the suhbah of the ulama, sitting in the suhbah of the awliya, benefiting from them. Nobody can benefit without this. This is required. A person will need to do this. Then he said, Hazrat mentioned, to dil par jalsa e qurb e muhabbat hote rehta hai. Then it's always as if every day, just like we are having, for example, we have a jalsa in the madrasa, we have a jalsa, our weekly islahi jalsa, we have our gathering. Then it's as if we are getting new flavors of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by every passing day. Hazrat then mentioned, jo ghairon par fida karta hai apne qalb o jaan akhtar. Hazrat Makkah here. But that person, Hazrat issues a dire warning. That person who sacrifices his heart on the ghayr, on anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that what happens, what is his end result? پھر جرم میں بے وفائی حق سے وہ محروم ہوتا ہے. That he has been targeted now with the sin of being disloyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And wherever he has tried to put his heart, Allah will make it such that that thing will break his heart. Whatever idol he puts his heart to, Allah will make it such that that idol will break his heart. He won't find contentment. And then, as we learned from our Hazrat before in the tashri of these ash'ab, then he will make connect himself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again, and whatever has happened in the past, Allah will forget. Allah will forgive. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal on these beautiful words and to take advantage from the sohbah of our shaykh.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, because of Hazrat's command, whatever is coming into my heart by sitting in the sahaba, I'll mention inshallah. There's a shi'ar that goes with the wordings لَذَّةِ قُرْبَاكَرْ لَذَّةِ دُوْجَهَا بُلْجَهِ, that by attaining the qurb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by sitting with the sahaba of mashayikh, and the importance of the sahaba, because the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became the sahaba because of the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it doesn't matter how knowledgeable a person may get, and it doesn't matter what peak he can reach in knowledge, but he can never become equivalent to the status of the adna or the lowest sahabi that had companionship with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That shows like how important the sahaba is. So a person, he learns that love, and when he learns that love, he says, the shahid says, that when he gets that lazzat of the qurb with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the world in its entirety means nothing to him. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let us receive that love and the qurb with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the blessings of the sahaba, inshallah. JazakAllah.